This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, January 16th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Trump dominates Iowa. New stopgap teed up. And lawmakers target H-2A wage hike. Trump sweeps through Iowa and rural areas. On to New Hampshire. Former President Donald Trump, a runaway winner of the Iowa Republican caucuses yesterday, demonstrating he maintains a strong hold on Republicans in that state and in rural areas particularly. In his victory speech, Trump promised to, quote, seal up the border, bring down the energy prices, and rescue our economy. He also had a direct message to farmers. You just go out and buy larger tractors and more land. According to the CNN entrance poll, 57% of rural caucus goers favored Trump. The top two issues for caucus goers statewide were immigration and the economy, and Trump was the runaway favorite on both concerns. By the way, at a caucus in suburban Des Moines, Trump touted the billions of dollars he had provided to farmers during his administration. He also said, quote, I stood up for ethanol like nobody has ever stood up for it. Next up, the New Hampshire primary next Tuesday. Lawmakers look to avert a USDA shutdown. Looks like Congress will avoid a partial shutdown of USDA and several other departments and agencies this coming weekend. Congressional leaders reached an agreement over the weekend on a new continuing resolution that would keep the government funded until March 1st for some departments and agencies and until March 8th for the rest. The Senate is due to take the first procedural action on the stopgap bill today. The continuing resolution must be passed by Friday, that in order to avoid a partial shutdown of some departments and agencies, including USDA, FDA, and the Transportation Department. Under a CR enacted in November, departments and agencies covered by the Agriculture, Energy, Water, Transportation HUD, and Military Construction measures are funded through Friday. The new CR would extend their funding to March 1st. Departments and agencies covered by the remaining eight FY24 bills would be extended to March 8. Also today, USDA resumes a hearing process that started in August on possible changes to federal milk marketing orders. If the hearing isn't completed Friday, it will reconvene again on January 29th. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Lawmakers seek to block H-2A wage rate increase. 75 House members are asking congressional appropriators to freeze H-2A wage rates at January 23 levels, citing the, quote, financial strain that pay increases for farm workers pose to producers. In a letter to the House and Senate Appropriation Committees, the bipartisan group of lawmakers say their constituents will be, quote, forced to shutter their businesses despite good faith efforts to ensure our national food security and feed families across our nation if adverse effect wage rates continue to increase. They cite American Farm Bureau Federation estimates that put the national average AEWR rate $17.55 an hour for 2024. while more permanent solutions are needed to address the AEWR's past impact and its future trajectory, we request that the upcoming government funding vehicle prohibit funds from being used to implement a wage increase or otherwise freeze the H-2A wage rates at January 23 levels, the lawmakers write. House sends No Russian Agriculture Act to Senate. The House has passed a bill that would require the Treasury Department to pressure the World Bank and similar institutions to work to decrease global reliance on Russia for agricultural commodities. The No Russian Agriculture Act, originally introduced by Representative Maxine Waters of California and Zach Nunn of Iowa in retaliation of Russia's decision to withdraw from the Black Sea Grain Initiative last year, will now advance to the Senate. By passing this legislation, we're one step closer to not relying on Russia and putting the focus back on supporting America's farmers, Nunn says. FTC, state's antitrust complaint over loyalty program advances. A federal judge is allowing the Federal Trade Commission and 12 states to move ahead with their antitrust lawsuit against Syngenta and Corteva, the seed and chemical giants. The judge ruled the complaint plausibly alleged anti-competitive conduct and injury. In addition, U.S. District Judge Thomas D. Schroeder found that the complaint, quote, plausibly alleges that the loyalty programs leverage the company's monopolist status and the market's substantial barrier to entry to exclude competition for the active ingredients. The opinion issued Friday cites allegations by generics manufacturers that they were blocked from entry into the market because of the presence of the loyalty programs. Data gap on foreign farmland purchase sparks concern. Missing data regarding a 200,000-acre purchase of Oregon farmland by a Singapore-based company under the ownership of Chinese billionaire Tian Chao is raising new questions about USDA's tracking of foreign land ownership. And a January 8th article by The Land Report says Shanda Asset Management, LLC, an investment company owned by Chow, currently owns 200,000 acres of Oregon forest land. The land was purchased in 2015, the article says. The company's holdings aren't included in a 2021 foreign ownership data USDA compiled under the Agricultural Foreign Investment Disclosure Act. USDA hasn't published a searchable data set yet for 2022. I expect both of your departments to review this seeming lack of disclosure on a 2015 sale and look forward to your findings and recommendations to strengthen AFIDA and the Committee on Foreign Investment and any other systems at your disposal to vet and track these types of sales. That the word of Senator John Tester of Montana in a letter to USDA and the Treasury Department. Well, here's today's She Said It. I look forward to quickly passing what is hopefully our last continuing resolution. That Representative Rosa DeLauro, the top Democrat on the House Appropriations Committee, endorsing a new CR that would extend government funding to March 1st and March 8th. It would be the third CR enacted for the fiscal year that started October 1st. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, January 12th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Dowling.